Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
Here we have Pranav from Shortcut Labs with the Flick. And I'm so glad to be able to talk to you again.
Yeah,
glad you can come on
the
show.
Thank you for having us.
So
thanks for making the trek.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a way up here, I know.
Yeah, but, long lines.
Yeah, for sure, I know, right? And Friday doesn't get any easier, does it?
No.
So let's talk a little bit. This little button here that we have actually does a lot of interesting, neat things, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Flick. It's a wireless shortcut button that can trigger any function on your smartphone. So it's pretty much, you know, taking your favorite apps, services, functions, and extracting them from your phone into a physical button. So you can pretty much like attach them to any surface. You can wear them. So you don't have to go through the pain of actually picking up the phone, unlocking the screen, going through multiple steps in order to find that app and then to trigger that app. So like, you know, there's situations where you can't really do that. For example, like if you're walking home in Dodge area, God forbid that something happens, but if something happens, like having a panic button, wouldn't that be great?
You know what I've wanted to do all week? It's obviously with the iPhone, I can take it and I can do this. I can flip the camera up. If I could have had that here to launch the camera every day this week, I'd have been in heaven because you know how many times I, three, four times to get the camera to open up? So you're telling me I could program that to launch the camera app?
Yeah, definitely.
So what I thought was interesting, Todd, and I was talking about this with Jamie just a little bit ago, actually, is having Eureka Park finding new and innovative ways to think about things. And I look for the story. I think the story is really interesting behind the product. We have an interesting story of how this came to be, right?
Yeah.
Through the CEO, I believe, right?
Yeah, it was my co-founder, Joachim. He wanted to quit like his tobacco. It's a Swedish tobacco called Dip that you used to stick under your lip.
Yep.
He wanted, like, being an engineer that he was, he wanted to keep track of how many, like, tobacco things he took every day.
So he was tracking his dip.
Yeah. And then, like, he developed an app where it was just a green big button on the screen. And then, like, every time he had to take a dip, he was supposed to press the big green button.
Right.
So, but it became such a pain because he was doing this quite a lot.
You have to flip up, you have to open the app, you have to hit the thing.
He must have been dipping a lot.
But at some point, you don't want to do that anymore. Like you mentioned, you don't want to open up the camera app, right?
Yeah, and then it was really like, why it's such a simple command. Like, why shouldn't we just extract this to a physical product?
Right.
And that's really where the idea, like, originated from. And that's where the product started to evolve.
Wow.
Now, where are you getting your funding from so far?
So we're governmentally funded. Like, we're a Swedish startup. Sweden is a great country to be a startup in because, like, you have a lot of governmental grants.
Oh, great.
So that took us quite a far. Then we took a pre-seed round when we joined a hardware incubator in San Francisco called Highway 1. That took us from, like, a prototype to a production-ready prototype just before the launch.
So I have to ask, okay, so this is the perfect functionality for me for just this show. And I know, I'm sure this can be reprogrammed. But one, click to launch the app. Click number two to take the picture.
Yeah.
Click, click. Can I do that?
Yeah, so you can do one click, double click, and hold.
Three commands, and you can program them to do whatever you want them to do.
Where have you been?
Eureka Park.
Eureka Park, yeah. Down the way, saw him on Tuesday.
But this can go so many... different ways. So are you only Android? Are you iOS? Or where are you at now with the...
So we're doing both Android and iOS apps. So the general idea, how you set this up is we're building a Flick app. So what you do is download the app, press the button. It will open up or pop up on your screen, and then you set those functions that you want. So like one press, open up the camera, double press, it will take the picture. It's
now I've been poking on him to make a Windows Phone app. I said I have a developer that could do that.
We would love to do that. It's just that you know we're a small team, we're a startup, so
how many colors?
So initially we have a crowdfunding campaign ongoing at this point.
Oh, I'm going to get in on that because I want to order them.
Yeah, so then on Indiegogo.
Get ready for the pricing. Watch this.
Yeah, so the cool thing about it is so you can have four different colors, like white, black, mint turquoise, and yellow. And then we did a collaboration with Spotify. So we have like Spotify integrated into the app. So to celebrate that, we did like a Spotify green button. So yeah, when you buy, you just pick the color.
How much for how many?
So I think we're running low on it, but you can buy six of them for $99 and one for $27.
Told you. Six for $100.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that.
You're going on right now to get it, right?
Yeah,
you're jumping over to the website.
Flick.io, and then just find the Indiegogo site.
So it's a so
Flick.io.
Oh
yeah,
my
Flick.
God! So I'm going to spend
you're
money.
You're
right.
Doing
I'm
it.
Spending money right here.
I need to pick up a six pack too. If you want to throw down another bill for that, I'd appreciate it.
So there you have our pre-order campaign. It will lead you to our Indiegogo page.
So this is how this works, folks. You know, you're clicking along with me, right? Right?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's going really well.
High five, man!
We were so proud to cover them. They're like, we're tracking to do $500,000 by the end of the week.
Wow.
I'm like, guys, that's incredible. And what was the initial funding you wanted?
We wanted to have $80,000. That was a funding goal. We reached that in 30 hours, so that was really fun.
Okay, so here's the deal. There's six flicks for 55% off. Last chance, there is 118 of them left.
We're going to try to get that filled for you by the end of this broadcast.
Oh, that's great.
And so you get the flip accessory as well. Those are gone. So what is attached to? Oh, you attach the clothes?
That's a clip-on, yeah.
All right, so how do I get everything?
It was the buy all pack, right?
You have a special one that is like 33 flicks.
Right.
Then we will throw in like clip-ons for you.
Wow. Well, I don't know if I need 33.
I'm in for six. Chris, you good?
So can
six?
I go back and order the other five too? Does it let me do both at once? Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it, though? I mean, such a little concept, but such a great idea, right? Like, so functional. You can do whatever you want
with it. And I'm scared now because I'm afraid I'm not going to get in before these get sold out. So.
Yeah. It's really cool. Like, the great thing about the product is really, like, it's appealing to everyone.
Right.
Like, even my grandmother. Like, having a button that you can interact with these smart functions, that's... You know, something that everyone can do, and making them accessible.
And I've got teenagers that are going to go crazy over this, too. Yeah. So, if I have a couple for myself and a couple for them, they're going to be happy, too.
And Todd's filling out his information right now.
Right
I just want to make sure I'm clear with the audience watching this at home. No joke. He is filling it out right meow to get this thing going.
Because there's only 100 or something
left.
There's
only 100.
Yeah.
You should just ask him. He probably has got a bunch you can just hand over
it's
to you.
It's okay.
You know?
When I see something cool, I support a lot of campaigns.
Thank you. That's appreciated.
You know, I do. And I just got to figure out how I can add the $5 dealio. So I may have to.
You might have the second back.
Yeah, I may have
to. Back twice. But it's really cool. I love that you guys have hit your goal so fast.
Yeah.
It means that a lot of people are behind it. And our conversation earlier, Todd, was behind crowdfunding and how great of a metric it can be, a barometer it can be for is it needed in the space?
Right.
Clearly the answer is yes for the flick. And so I got to ask you, though, based on the feedback, I know you've gotten a lot of feedback from the product, from these backers.
Yeah.
Have you guys adapted or tweaked or altered things or included new features?
Definitely. I mean, getting the finances in place or getting money in place, that was a crucial point of it, doing a crowdfunding campaign. But also, like, getting the feedback from the customers saying, like, this is what we want. Like, this is such a great thing. So we have some use cases that we are, like, portraying in the video and on the website. But we believe, like, the killer use cases are really out there. You know, it's really, like, getting this into the hands or, like, the imaginations within, like, everyone, the crowd. Like, that's really going to bring this product to reach the skies.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's such a novel and simple idea.
I know.
And you just flick.
Those sometimes are the best things, are the smallest,
simplest. Oh, and it actually lights up when you do it, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. So this is an early prototype. So, there will be some tweaks to it. But you have a LED inside, so it likes red or green. This one has some adjustments to do still. But, yeah.
So, flic.io.
Easy.
easy.
It's all easy.
And there's 100 and some chances left to get $99. I'm waiting for PayPal to load here, and then
I'm telling you,
done.
If we have enough people watching, this thing's going to sell out by the end of the year.
Worried about.
you flooded the website. You should have done this beforehand.
So this is fantastic. I'm really happy for you guys. Yeah. You know, obviously, not everyone's going to. This is going to air later, so the campaign's going to be over. So what do you think this is going to retail for later?
So the expected retail price will be $35 for one.
Right.
And then we haven't really figured out, like, what kind of bundles. Or that's something that we are figuring out at this point. So. Yeah.
And if you've had this much support, $533,000 in support on your campaign.
So I think we have over 27,000 units sold. So that's really
that crazy.
So just, you know, and a lot of people, and the question is, you've got working models on this. This is working right now.
Yeah. So, like, if you go to our booth in Eureka Park, you can try it out.
It works. I've tried it.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have been bootstrapped pretty much like a long time, except for the grant. So, so it's pretty costly to develop a hardware. So,
yep.
And it's hard to do it too. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out why I'm not. My Wi-Fi is not letting me get in there, so I'm going to turn the Wi-Fi off and go back to the page.
Turn it off and back on again.
Yeah.
It seems to help. But Pranav, that's awesome. I wish you the best of success. I'm so glad you're able to come on the show. It was kind of cool how this all came to be. We ended up talking with Jamie earlier, and the producer here that's sitting behind the board actually did the interview with you as well. So you've gotten triple exposure here on the Tech Podcast Network.
Oh, so someone else hit him up too.
Chris actually covered it as well, and I didn't know. But it's cool because it gives more perspective on things.
Right.
And I'm sure there was different questions asked and whatnot, but you guys are doing really well with $500,000 in the bank now for you. That's good.
It's good. And I mean, like, it's really crucial to get all that feedback because we're iterating the product all the time. And, like, before we get into the hands of people, like, we're doing some tweaks to the product because, like, responding to the comments that we're getting. But then just, like, having these great backers that we already have giving us feedback, that's really crucial for us.
It is. Yeah. So, again, flick.io, the campaign ends as of right now in about a week and a day, right?
Yeah.
But 7 days, 8 days
like
left?
Yeah.
It's not too many days left in
Woo-hoo,
that. So
I'm paid.
Thank you.
Make sure you hit that button twice. Once for me over there. I just need to make sure you get that going. So, Pranav, best of luck to you. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for
taking some time to show us Flick.
Yeah, thank you.
Nothing like getting a promotion for Indiegogo right here like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Done.
It's really good.
Hey, thank you so much.
Pleasure meeting
you. Have a great show.
We'll talk soon, Pranav. Take care.